Everybody's familiar with the concept of a narco state. It's like Mexico, where the narcotics industry controls every institution of the nation of Mexico. The narcos control the government. They control law enforcement. They control border movement, migration movement. They control entire industries, including big sectors of agriculture. It's a narco state because the state itself has become overrun with narcotics and their controllers. That's well understood. But most people don't understand something even more astonishing. America is collapsing into a mass medicated pharma state. And Big Pharma controls everything in America. Big Pharma controls internet content. Big Pharma controls big tech, which is now an extension of Big Pharma. Big Pharma controls the national laws, the regulations, the FDA, which protects a pharmaceutical monopoly, including price controls and border controls. That's why you can't get affordable prescription drugs from Canadian pharmacies, because the FDA enforces a border-controlled monopoly when it comes to pharmaceuticals. Google won't even allow Canadian pharmacies to advertise to American consumers because that would harm the profits of Big Pharma, which Google protects. And also the drug companies control the science journals, the medical schools. In fact, Big Pharma controls the mainstream media because it's drug advertising that provides as much as 70% of the revenue for broadcasters like CNN, NBC, ABC, and other fake news outlets. Big tech is, of course, deplatforming and demonetizing all independent media that promote natural health, nutrition, or disease prevention. And we, America, we have collapsed into a pharma state where every institution of power, from big government to big tech to big media to big pharma, all of it, science, medicine, education, everything, is now controlled by the pharmaceutical cartels in the exact same way that everything in Mexico is controlled by the narco cartels. The more pharmaceuticals you're on, the sicker you get, which is the repeat business model of the pharmaceutical industry. That's all by design. If you have diabetes and you take diabetes drugs, they may temporarily block symptoms of your type 2 diabetes, let's say, but the minute you stop taking the drugs, guess what? You still have diabetes because the drugs didn't cure anything. All they did was make the symptoms temporarily go away while they were poisoning you at the same time, increasing your risk of other diseases that produce more profits for the same companies, such as Alzheimer's, cancer, liver disorders, kidney failure, heart disease, atherosclerosis, mental disorders, and of course, cholesterol problems treated with statin drugs that cause far more problems than they resolve, even though it's a multi-billion dollar business. We are living under a pretend medical system, and it's part of the pretend economy. A lot of those economic numbers are based on pretend medicine, that is the fake quack medicine from the pharmaceutical cartels that rely on direct-to-consumer drug advertising and a complicit quack science FDA to approve monopolies on drugs that don't work in most cases. In fact, most drugs don't work on most people. Whatever they promise to do, lower your blood sugar, lower your blood pressure, ease depression, halt cancer, they actually cause cancer. Cancer is the number one side effect of chemotherapy, and it goes on and on and on. And so the way this entire scam works is that doctors pretend to be practicing medicine when they're really just a human vending machine for Big Pharma's toxic drugs that generate profits, of which the doctor gets a little bribe for every prescription they write. So doctors are pretending to be practicing medicine, while the drug companies are pretending to be engaged in medical science, but it's all faked. The clinical trial companies are paid to rig the trials to find things in favor of the drug companies, otherwise they won't get repeat business from the pharmaceutical giants. The FDA then pretends to be protecting the public from unsafe drugs and food, while in reality they are just granting price monopolies to these pharmaceutical cartels that control everything. It's a massive money-making scam, just like journalists pretend to be reporting the news when in fact they're just sort of rephrasing press releases from corporate America. It's just like tech giants pretend to be improving the quality of content that they allow the public to access through their platforms when, in reality, they're silencing voices of opposition and shutting down anyone who questions the vaccine industry, let's say, or the cancer industry, or the GMO industry. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren's new program would be a $52 trillion program called Medicare for All. It's a massive handout to Big Pharma. And Elizabeth Warren, who says she's an opponent of corporate power and big business, now wants to create the largest big business corporate handout in the history of the world. And it's all about handing drug companies money while keeping you sick and diseased and suffering. Big article in the Wall Street Journal recently talking about this sharp rise in heart disease across Americans, especially younger Americans, as prescription drug use rises. What's real is that healthcare costs are skyrocketing, and companies are going broke because of the healthcare costs associated with their pensions, the entitlements that they owe their former workers, right? And municipalities, cities, states, and the federal government is increasingly going bankrupt because of expenditures related to healthcare costs. And why is healthcare so expensive? Because the pharmaceutical cartels have price monopolies protected by the FDA and, of course, law enforcement, and to some extent, even border control. They don't allow you to go as a tourist to Canada and buy a bunch of drugs at a pharmacy at 1/4 the price and bring them back across to the United States. Did you know that the US federal government even raided busloads of senior citizens who were so-called pharma tourists? They were going to Canada to buy drugs and bring them back across. They were raided by federal authorities. It is a police state system controlled by the pharmaceutical cartels. And by the way, as all this is happening, the productivity of American workers is going down because of all the disease, because of all the mind-altering psychiatric drugs, the toxic medications, the statin drugs, which means that the workers in America, their capacity to engage in fruitful labor, you might say, is collapsing because they're all mass medicated. People show up for work and their brains don't function anymore. They cannot function in a work economy. Everybody's being drugged into oblivion while the corporations rake in the profits and Trump is able to tout the GDP. I ask you, is this abundance? Is this economic growth? You know, there's this dissociation between the stock market and the reality of how people are suffering with disease and destitution because of the damage that these drugs are causing. You haven't seen pain till you've seen an autistic child, vaccine damaged, screaming in pain because it feels like their intestines are trying to eat them alive from the inside, because that's the damage that the vaccine caused, and that child will never outgrow that pain. That would be a lifetime of pain because of one vaccine shot. And you're not even allowed to talk about that, or big tech will shut you down. You will be banned, you will be deplatformed and demonetized. And so here we are, collapsing as an intoxicated, mass-medicated pharma state where antidepressants are promoting violence that's driving society insane. Nearly every school shooting has been associated with a student who was on antidepressants or recently quit taking them, which has side effects all by itself. How can democracy function when people are losing their minds? How can we have a civil society when the very medications that people are taking promote violence? How can we have a sustainable economic future when everybody's going broke trying to pay the FDA-enforced monopoly prices for drugs that are pennies on the dollar just across the border? And why do we have so many politicians saying, we gotta have open borders? And say, okay, great, let's bring in some affordable prescription drugs. And what do they say? No, close the damn borders. You can't have affordable prescription drugs. You have to be forced to pay monopoly prices in the United States. Well, wait a second, I thought you were for open borders. Turns out they're not. You know, it's not just the border issue. It's not just economics here. It's also environmental issues, pollution. Because guess what? These drugs, many of them go right through your body, and many of them are excreted intact, where they go into the sewage system. And the sewage system drains into the rivers and the oceans and the streams and the waterways. You have pharmaceutical contamination now to such a high degree that any fish that you get in a lake near any city, anywhere in North America, will test positive for hormone replacement therapy drugs. Hundreds of toxic pharmaceutical chemicals, birth control, is in the water now. Because, you know, when you flush the toilet, whatever you urinated down the toilet, it goes into the city's sewage system, it gets dehydrated, and then they ship it off as biosludge. It's called biosolids, and they dump it in the forests. And they dump it on food crops too, by the way. And the next time it rains, all that runoff of all those pharmaceuticals goes into the waterways And then we have the runoff from the manufacturing of pharmaceuticals, which produces a massive amount of chemical pollution as well. So you have a pharmaceutical pollution problem where our environment is being contaminated by these same drugs that are also impairing human productivity, human quality of life, and generating essentially fake profits, i.e. a fake industry that doesn't really help humanity, but generates all these profits by controlling people in a national medical prison system. So how do we stop this? You see, before 1997, it was illegal for drug companies to advertise directly to consumers. It's called DTC, or direct-to-consumer advertising. And it's illegal everywhere in the world except New Zealand and, since 1997, the United States. Under Bill Clinton, it was legalized. And since then, Big Pharma has controlled the media, because the media now gets all this advertising revenue promoting these drugs that basically make you sicker. They convince you that you need their drugs. And they bribe doctors to prescribe drugs you don't need, so the doctors get kickbacks. GlaxoSmithKline, during the Obama administration, GSK agreed to admit to felony bribery of a network of 44,000 U.S. doctors. And GSK paid the Department of Justice, under Barack Obama, a $2 billion fine. No one was arrested, and the company was not barred from doing business with the government ever again. I'll ask you this. If you ran a bribery network where you bribed 44,000 doctors across the United States and you defrauded the federal government's Medicare and state Medicaid programs and you engaged in price fixing, do you think that you would get off with just a fine? No, you'd go to jail for 100 lifetimes. But GlaxoSmithKline got away with a fine, and they were not even barred from doing business with the federal government ever again, even though it's illegal for companies that have engaged in felony crimes to do business with the federal government. But somehow, Big Pharma has legal immunity, and they can continue to engage in these criminal business practices. Why? Because we are a pharma state. Big Pharma controls everything, including law enforcement, including the DOJ. They decide what news runs and what news gets censored, which is how they censored all the news about the, remember the CDC scientist, Dr. William Thompson, who admitted taking part in a massive cover-up at the CDC to bury the evidence that they found a 420% increased risk of autism in young black babies who received vaccines. The entire national media was ordered to cover up that story, and they did. They buried it because Big Pharma told them to bury that story. So what we really need, beyond ending direct-to-consumer ads, we also need the DOJ to declare Big Pharma and Big Tech to be a racketeering cartel and to investigate this racketeering cartel under RICO Act violations, including bribery, kickbacks, obstruction of justice, and many other charges. This cartel involves big tech, big pharma, the media, and of course the science and medical journals that are mostly funded by big pharma to publish their fake research so that the FDA can approve their fake drugs based on the fake research, so that your doctor can prescribe the fake drugs and get real kickbacks from fake medicine that doesn't help you at all, while big tech is censoring the real cures, nutritional cures, superfoods, herbal medicine, all the things that really work get censored so that Big Pharma can make money selling you their crap that doesn't work while engaging in criminal felony fraud and kickbacks and bribery and price fixing and all the things that they do, all the crimes in which they engage. But there's one more big thing that our country needs to do to stop this racket, and that is end patent protection for prescription medications. Why should a corporation own a prescription medication that in many cases they stole from nature? Look at the case of statin drugs. So statin drugs are modeled after what are called lovastatin molecules that are found in red yeast rice, a common supplement, kind of a food. So there's a molecule there that lowers cholesterol, the lovastatin molecules, or that's a class of molecules. The drug companies copied that, slightly modified it, made their own statin drugs, got that patented, protected by the FDA, which granted them a monopoly, and then the FDA went after red yeast rice supplement companies, claiming that their natural products were now tainted with a prescription medication. You see the fraud? When they steal a molecule from nature, then they claim all the natural supplements are tainted with their prescription that they've been granted monopoly power over. Now, they're going to do the same thing with hemp extracts and CBDs. Every company selling CBD cannabinoids, hemp extracts, is going to be shut down by the FDA because there's another company that is researching cannabinoids as a pharmaceutical. And once that's approved by the FDA as a pharmaceutical, the FDA and the FTC are going to tag team prosecutions of every supplement company in America that's selling CBD products, because they're going to say, well, your CBD products are tainted with a pharmaceutical. And you ask them, what pharmaceutical? They're going to say, it's approved by the FDA as a drug. You're violating federal law. You go to jail. That's how they operate, because it's a cartel. It is a criminal cartel. So we need to stop the U.S. Patent Office from granting patents on prescription medications, and we've got to stop the protectionism of the FDA. And by the way, the federal government funds university research. We could have universities develop drugs if we really needed something new, like, for example, a new antibiotic that might combat the superbugs that are killing people all across America in the hospitals. And guess what? Big Pharma is not researching any new antibiotics. You know why? Because they say, well, it's not profitable. So they're, I mean, the drugs that we do need, antibiotics, they've abandoned that. So don't tell me that patent protection is what causes drug companies to innovate and save lives. BS. Patent protection causes them to engage in disease mongering and bribery and kickbacks and price protections so that they can harm lives and kill people for profit. You want to come up with real innovative new drugs? Do it in the public interest. Let the universities create them and let them be the property of everyone, where drugs could be purchased for pennies on the dollar if they were needed. And one more thing that's very important is we've got to enforce free speech protections so that people can talk openly about the dangers of pharmaceuticals, the dangers of vaccine ingredients, the dangers of chemotherapy and toxic cancer treatments. People have to be able to talk about how to prevent cancer, how to reverse type 2 diabetes, how to stay healthy and not need to become a pharmaceutical patient or client. You know, the best way that we stay healthy is to never need Big Pharma. But oh boy, the pharmaceutical industry hates that. They are counting on you to get sick on a regular basis. In fact, their drugs guarantee it. If we don't stop this pharma cartel, this all ends badly. But here's a scenario how this ends in a catastrophic fashion. One day the dollar collapses. When the dollar collapses, the government can't pay Big Pharma, because the government is Big Pharma's biggest customer. When pharma can't get paid by government, pharma collapses. And when pharma collapses, the fake news media collapses. And then when the pharma money runs out, big tech collapses as well, because big tech is now entirely beholden to the pharmaceutical industry, because they have banned ads of natural supplements and CBD products and so on. They are in bed with the drug cartels. In fact, many universities will also collapse because they're funded by grant money from pharmaceutical companies. The whole fake healthcare industry will collapse overnight, cancer treatment centers, many hospitals. When it all collapses and pharmaceuticals are no longer available and vaccines are not being mandated practically at gunpoint onto the children of our world, the health of the nation will improve. And people will come to realize it was Big Pharma that was keeping people sick, not making people healthier. A world without the pharmaceutical cartels is a world of improved health, enhanced quality of life, and far more affordable healthcare options that have to be rooted in prevention and nutrition and naturopathy, things that can prevent and treat and in some cases reverse disease for pennies on the dollar. The world will be better off without Big Pharma. If you want to stay informed about all this, read my heavily censored website, naturalnews.com. You can also watch videos at my heavily censored video site, Brighteon.com, which I built as an alternative to YouTube after being completely censored and deplatformed by YouTube for obvious reasons. Read naturalnews.com and check out my censored.news website, where we have all the top most censored websites on the internet, real-time news headlines aggregated from all those sites, censored.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I've been banned everywhere. I've been lied about everywhere, because I have a very simple message for humanity. You were born to be healthy. You were born with a blueprint given to you by God, a blueprint of perfect health. And there are certain things you have to do to activate that blueprint. And it's so simple, you can find most of those things in any grocery store in this country. And yet you are living in a society where you are being brainwashed and indoctrinated and influenced to disbelieve the simple truth that food is medicine and that pharmaceuticals are poison. We are living under the tyrannical rule of a pharma state. And it's just as bad as a narco state. It's just a different kind of drug. This video was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.